Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Cats Recap Show, presented by Verizon, the network America relies on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Coming up, the three stars of the game, a look back at tonight's game, and a preview of the Cats' next game.
Take that away, tried to nudge it out front of the net, but the Golden Knights move it forward. Now it's Bennett back in. Bennett up the near side, looks across for Verhaeghe, high slot shot. He scores! Connor Verhaeghe, the overtime winner here in game three. The Panthers take it 3-2 the final.
Hanging around. Carter Verhaeghe flops a nut straight. Pay that man his money. Overtime winner for Carter Verhaeghe.
And the Panthers cut the series deficit in half. They take it 3-2 in overtime. And now they'll have a chance on home ice to even the series on Saturday night in game four.
Cats Recap Show begins now. Kevin Rogers, Doug Blagans, and Billy Lindsay with you. Panthers not dead yet. Big win tonight over the Vegas Golden Knights. 3-2 in overtime. Matthew Tkachuk ties it late in regulation. Carter Verhaeghe, game-winning goal in OT. Panthers now 7-0 in overtime in the playoffs. And minutes away from being down 3-0 to Vegas, now down 2-1. And they'll have a return trip to Las Vegas coming up on Tuesday. First game four coming up on Saturday. But the Panthers, though, back in this series. And we begin the Cats Recap Show now with the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Thanks, Kevin. 3-2, the Panthers get it done in overtime. And it wasn't until 2:13 remained in regulation that we thought we'd be able to go to overtime. The Panthers went all the way down to the wire to get the game tied up. They get it tied up courtesy of Matthew Tkachuk. They get the winner from Carter Verhaeghe early in the overtime frame, specifically 4:27 into the overtime period. And the Panthers win their first Stanley Cup final game in franchise history. They cut the series deficit in half, and now they'll have a chance to even this thing up come Saturday's game four. So again, lots on the line. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, Kevin Rogers with you. The Vegas Golden Knights now lead the series 2-1. You can take the, if necessary, asterisk off of game five. So the Panthers get the game here tonight and get into the three stars here quickly. Aiden Hill for the Vegas Golden Knights, the losing goaltender tonight. He is the third star this evening, made 20 saves. Sergei Bobrovsky, the winning goaltender, takes home second star honors. He was spectacular tonight, though. And second star honors for him, 25 saves. Carter Verhaeghe with the overtime winner takes home top star honors. So Carter Verhaeghe coming through in the biggest of situations. Had an assist earlier in the game as well, plus two. He actually earlier in the game by not very much. Yeah. He assisted on the Matthew Tkachuk tying goal by getting that shot down there that Tkachuk ultimately was able to score on the follow-up try from. So Verhaeghe, a goal and assist, 2 points plus two, 20 minutes, 50 seconds on the ice. Just running through some of the other numbers here. Matthew Tkachuk, a goal and assist, 2 points. He was plus three in tonight's game. The Panthers getting some big-time showings late in the game. Here's something interesting, Billy. You look at the other side for Vegas. Mark Stone, Brett Howden, Chandler Stevenson, Nick Hague, and Zach Whitecloud were all minus three.
So they're
those
on for
five
all
guys were on for all of them, and the one that stands out the most is Mark Stone, one of the best defensive forwards in the game. We saw that ability on display, but the Panthers were able to make things happen when they were out against that group.
Yeah, you'll take it. Mark Stone, you said, is in that group?
No, it was Howden, Stevenson, Hague, and yeah, Whitecloud.
One of the most reliable lines, yeah, defensively. So the Panthers are able to do a job. They don't ask just how, and this team is, they almost will themselves to victories.
Yep.
But they've done it before. When you sit on a bench, and a lot of that is when they're so good with the 6-on-5 with the extra attacker, get out there. It seems like every time they pull their goaltender that they're going to have a chance to score. And it came quickly. And Vegas, with over 30 block shots in this game, it was just a matter of trying to get pucks through and get a bounce. And finally, Verhage was able to get that shot through. It bounced off a couple of bodies. And Matthew Tkachuk, if you want to score goals, watch Matthew Tkachuk play. Where does he stand? Where's all the goals come from in these playoffs for him? Almost all of them.
Right out in front of the net.
Right in the blue paint, right in front of the net. If you want. It's for Matthew Tkachuk, for a superstar as big as he is, it's so hard to compare to some of the others. Connor McDavid, which is going to have a lot of flash, and Draisaitl, the big, and
he's a throwback in a sense. You can think of names from the past, but it's hard to find contemporaries.
Yeah, but the goals, his hands are so good in tight. It's all the stuff that he does in and around the net. There's not this blazing speed that just kind of, when you watch him, go, wow, that guy is just. But when you watch him with the puck on his stick or in tight situations, his abilities to just make those sublime plays or just hang on to that puck for an extra second or know where that rebound is going to be, it's his hockey IQ that kind of separates him apart, along with the intangibles.
Always where he needs to be.
Yeah. With the intangibles, the physical. And he gets himself into games. I'll bet you he asked. He told the media, you got to keep your head up skating through the middle of the ice. And he'll probably say the same thing about himself after he got blasted by Kolesar. But if you're in a game, you talk to Matthew Tkachuk. He said, well, hit or be hit. It's one way to get into the game. Hit someone hard or get hit hard. It'll get you involved. And Matthew Tkachuk, we missed him for a portion of the first period. Don't know why. I would speculate maybe because of a spotter issue that you maybe have to go down and get checked out. But he came back, and because of that, too, he only played 3 minutes in that opening period. You're allowed to play Tkachuk a ton in the last couple of periods because you've barely played him in the opening period. So get him out there as much as possible. And always seems to be in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And that's a skill in itself. And he does that. And Carter Verhaeghe's goal at the end there doesn't happen without Matthew Tkachuk going hard to the net.
Yep.
He's driving hard to the net, takes players with him. Hill can't see the puck because Tkachuk is there in front of him. And Verhaeghe's able to get that wrist shot. You could see that Hill never did see the puck. He just sort of waved at it with his glove. He knew it was in the vicinity, but he never picked it up with his eyes. And Carter Verhaeghe, throughout the course of this series, he had the assist there late, but not noticeable like we're used to noticing him with the speed and challenging the defenders. But when it comes time to come up with something special, it's Verhaeghe, it's Tkachuk. And this team just continues to thrive. And I gotta give Paul Maurice and the coaching staff just credit. This team stays present in the moment.
Yeah, they do.
And whatever it is, and Tkachuk and that whole group, just being around them, you felt that they were confident that they were going back to Vegas some way, somehow, that they were going to get back to Vegas and get another chance at redemption in Vegas. But it sets up the series now. You're 2-1. It's one game. You two got to look at it from that standpoint. You're still down in the series, so there's the game and the performance tonight is something to build off of. But you're still one area that's got to get cleaned up are special teams. It's a huge issue at this point in the series. It's a storyline because Vegas power play has bludgeoned you and you haven't been able to score a power play goal for yourself. So that going forward, I did not like the way the game was called. Too tight for a Stanley Cup final, and you could see some of the borderline calls. They missed some calls. When you start calling it that tight, I'd just rather miss a lot of calls than have some calls that just shouldn't be made. But you got to deal with whatever's in front of you, deal with it. And this Panther group, they did. Paul Maurice wasn't happy with the call on Forsling, and he had it right, but the Panthers kill off that penalty to start the third period, go back, and end up with the overtime winner. And how about the guys that go to the – if I've seen Forsling, Tkachuk, all these guys go down in the dressing room, look like they're injured, and 5 minutes later, ten minutes later, they're back on the bench. Whatever they're doing to fix these players, the bandages, the ice, whatever it takes, the heating pads – maybe a couple of aspirin, whatever it does, they get them right back on the ice and they're able to play. You can't tell me right now that at this point, I've been here and going through this, what you have to, even Vegas with the block shots, what you have to do to your body throughout the course of these playoffs is almost inhumane. The sacrifice and the pain that you have to deal with and go through, it's a lot. Your body just hurts all over, and that's why this trophy is the toughest trophy in sports to win. It's just an ongoing battle, and we got ourselves a series, but game four becomes you're going to have to hopefully come up with that same kind of effort. And if you hold serve here on home ice, then things really open up. Turns into a best of three if you're able to win the next one on home ice. But the Panthers get the first one, and first ever in franchise history. Congratulations to Carter Verhaeghe and the whole Panthers organization.
They get it done in overtime tonight, 3-2 the final. Couple of notes from Hockey Reference here. That's the 10th straight playoff overtime win for the Panthers. Obviously not all this season, yeah, but dating back. So the 10th straight overtime win for the Panthers. And from Stathead here, the list of most wins, overtime wins in a single playoff postseason, the 93 Canadians did it 10 times. 10 overtime wins en route to that Stanley Cup back in 1993. And then you've got a four-way tie after that between this year's Panthers, the 2020 Lightning, who won it all, the 2003 Ducks, who lost in the final, and the 02 Carolina Hurricanes, who were coached by Paul Maurice, who lost to that historically loaded with Hall of Famer Detroit Red Wing team back in 2002 in the final.
So Paul Maurice is good in overtime.
Paul Maurice is good in overtime and in game sevens too. His record in game sevens is perfect in his coaching career as well. So again, the Panthers get it done here tonight. And you touched on it, Billy, but as beautiful as the Stanley Cup is, we did not want it to be in the building on Saturday night, and it will not be, because again, the Panthers get this win here tonight, and now they'll have a chance to even the series in game four coming up on Saturday. So 8 Eastern, 7 o'clock, Panthers preview on 560 WQAM. We'll hit the Panthers Radio Network, so 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 92.1. You can tune in beginning at 7:30 for the network edition of Panthers Preview. Puck drop shortly after 8 Eastern coming up on Saturday for Game 4. So that's where you can tune in. Wherever you listen tonight, you can listen coming up on Saturday evening. In the meantime, we're going to step aside. We're going to hand it off to Kevin Rogers next. He's got a full rundown of all the action. We're efforting some sound from down in the dressing room, so we'll try to get some of that for you as well. We've got our man Matt Wilson down there in a celebratory Panthers dressing room after Game 3, a victorious Panthers dressing room, as he's working his way through there to get us some post-game audio. So we'll have all that coming up as we cruise along here on the Cats Recap Show, a victorious edition at that. 3-2, the Panthers win in overtime tonight. Full rundown of all tonight's action straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. It's the Cats Recap Show following a 3-2 win in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Cats Recap Show continues. Kevin Rogers with you. Overtime win for the Panthers, 3-2 over the Golden Knights. Carter Verhaeghe, game-winning goal. We'll play it back in just a moment. Panthers down now 2-1 in the series to Vegas. And Game 4 coming up on Saturday night at FLA Live Arena. And now we know there's a Game 5 coming up Tuesday back in Las Vegas. So the Panthers, at least, we knew they have a Game 4, but you know that Game 4 on Saturday, worst case scenario, they'd be down 3-1. Best case, they would be tied at 2, but we know that the Vegas Golden Knights will not be raising the Stanley Cup with a win on Saturday after the Panthers rallied late to tie it. So let's recap everything that unfolded tonight. The Panthers coming off a pair of losses out in Las Vegas, so big one tonight to get back in the series. Sergei Bobrovsky, he was fantastic tonight. And he started again in net for the Panthers. Aiden Hill has played very well in the series for Vegas. He started for the Golden Knights. And the Panthers, who got off to a slow start in Game 2, they needed a goal out of the gate, and they got it from Brandon Montour a little more than 4 minutes in to give the Cats a 1-0 lead.
Out to the right point, long shot, and Montour's attempt is wide. Here on the near boards, it's Tkachuk. Backhand, Montour, some room, a shot. He scores! Top shelf, Brandon Montour from the top of the left circle, and the Panthers strike first. 4 minutes, 8 seconds into the action. Brandon Montour upstairs may have been tipped on the way. The Panthers take a 1-0 lead.
Brandon Montour scoring his 7th of the postseason, his first in 11 games. He had a big series against Boston back in the first round. His last goal came in Game 1 against Toronto in the second round, but a big one here to give the Panthers the early lead as seventh of the postseason, 4-0-8 into the first. Matthew Tkachuk and Eric Staal with the assist, and that would give the Panthers a 1-0 lead. However, a few minutes later, Matthew Tkachuk would leave and go to the dressing room after Keegan Kolesar checked Tkachuk. But the good news is Tkachuk would return in the second period, and he would help out the Panthers later, which we'll get to in just a few moments. But Panthers up 1-0 until late in the first, offsetting penalties, and then a penalty on Anthony Duclair would give Vegas a 4-on-3, and they have excelled in the power play, and they would do it again to tie things up at 1.
Marcia Schultz looks to Theodore in the right circle. Theodore, top of the right circle. Back up to Marcia. Low shot tipped, and they score. And it's Mark Stone out in front. Tipped it down low. And this game is tied at 1 with 3:57 to go here in the first period. A power play goal for the Vegas Golden Knights.
16:03 into the first period. Mark Stone is eighth of the postseason. Comes in the power play. Jonathan Marcia Schultz and Shea Theodore with the assist. And that would even things up at 1 apiece after 1 period of play. In the second period, 1-1 for most of the period, but then Vegas again would get on the power play, and this time their main man, Marcia Schultz, he would give the Golden Knights their first lead of the night.
Michael down to the corner looking for a lane out front. Marcia Schultz shot, he scores. A power play goal for Vegas. Marcia Schultz out of the left circle with no hesitation, let it rip, and he's got another power play goal in this series.
And the third straight game with a goal for Jonathan Marcia Schultz so far in the Stanley Cup, and it comes on the power play once again, and it's 13th of the postseason. Jack Eichel and Mark Stone assisting, 14:59 into the second, and Vegas a couple power play goals, and they're up 2-1. Now, it seemed like the Golden Knights would shut the door on the Panthers late. It was still 2-1, but so many times during the postseason, the Panthers have found a way to stay alive, and they would do it with less than 3 minutes to go in regulation. Their main man, Matthew Tkachuk, out in front would tie things up at 2 apiece.
Right point backhand, long shot, and a save made by Hill. The turnaround follow-up from Bennett blocked. Ekblad near point. Looks across. Big driver, Hagee. The rebound, they score, and it's Matthew Tkachuk on the doorstep. And this game is tied at 2 with 2:13 to play in regulation time.
17:47 into the third period. 11th goal of the postseason for Matthew Tkachuk. Carter Verhaeghe and Aaron Ekblad with the assist there would even things up at 2 apiece. Tkachuk had the game winner 3 times in the Carolina series, first in game 1 in the 4th overtime, in game 2 in the 1st overtime, and game 4 late in regulation, game 5 against Boston to save the season in overtime. This time he ties it up late in the 3rd, so 2-2 headed to overtime. The Panthers 6-0 in overtime so far this postseason, looking for that perfect 7-0 mark. They played some long overtime games, some short overtime games, and this one, it would be a short one, less than 5 minutes in. Carter Verhaeghe, game-winning goal against Boston back in Game 7 of the first round, had the game-winning goal against Washington last year in Game 6 in the first round, and even though this didn't clinch the series, it certainly saved the Panthers' season as he would score to give the Panthers a 3-2 win.
Take that away, trying to nudge it out front of the net, but the Golden Knights move it forward. Now it's Bennett back in. Bennett up the near side, looks across Verhaeghe, high slide shot. He scores! Carter Verhaeghe! The overtime winner here in Game 3! The Panthers take it 3-2 the final!
Hanging around! Carter Verhaeghe flops a nut straight! Pay that man his money!
And the Panthers pick up the 3-2 win in overtime. Carter Verhaeghe, his 7th of the postseason, 4:27 into overtime. Sam Bennett and Gustav Forsling with the assist there to give the Panthers the win. And a couple notes here. Number one, this marks the first win in the Stanley Cup Final in Panthers history. They were 0-6 heading into tonight, swept by Colorado in 96 and losing the first two to Vegas here. So finally, the Panthers breaking through and winning their first Stanley Cup Final game. Also, 27 years after their previous home game in the Stanley Cup Final at Miami Arena against the Colorado Avalanche. Juve Krupp scored the game winner in triple overtime. The Panthers, their next home game in the Stanley Cup Final, goes to overtime. But Carter Verhaeghe wins it, and the Panthers now down 2-1 to the Vegas Golden Knights. Game 4 on Saturday from FLA Live Arena at 8 o'clock. And not to look too far ahead, but the Panthers will be going to Las Vegas no matter what happens Saturday for Game 5 on Tuesday night. So at least we know that is on tap. And if the Panthers can win on Saturday, then, or at least on Tuesday, they will have a Game 6 back here in Sunrise next week. So that's good news. And the Panthers down 2-1. The series is far from over. And the Panthers grabbing a big win tonight. Coming up, we will hear from some of the players in the locker room. We have that straight ahead. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final goes to the Panthers. 3-2 over the Vegas Golden Knights in overtime right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. That's Recap Show continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans, and Billy Lindsay with you. Overtime win for the Panthers, 3-2 over the Golden Knights here in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. Carter Verhaeghe, game-winning goal. Matthew Tkachuk ties it late. Verhaeghe wins it. Panthers down 2-1 in the series. As we take a quick look at the JetBlue Out-of-Town scoreboard, granted it's a light scoreboard, but we still aren't going to do it. The tomorrow night, we'll see if the Heat can tie up their series with the Nuggets as they'll play Game 4 of the NBA Finals with Denver up 2-1. And the Marlins are back tomorrow night. They're playing in Chicago against the White Sox, going for their 7th straight win. But the good news here is it is a victory Thursday, and we didn't even make it to midnight, so we don't have to worry about saying that this is going into Friday morning. The broadcast can go to Friday morning, just not the game, which is good news as we continue the Cats Recap Show now with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay.
Yeah, especially with the 8 o'clock Eastern start. As soon as the game goes into overtime, you start thinking we could go a day later on the calendar, but the Panthers got it done before the clock struck midnight, which is going to be in about 3 minutes. But we do have some sound from downstairs in the dressing room. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay here with you. And the Panthers got it done in the early stages of the overtime tonight. And it was Carter Verhaeghe coming through when it counted most there in the overtime frame, breaking the 2-2 tie, giving the Panthers their first win in a Stanley Cup final game in team history. So the first Stanley Cup final game played in this building, as a matter of fact. And the Panthers get it done here tonight. So the Panthers, as a team, they've won 10 straight playoff overtime games. That, of course, going back beyond this year. But they, as a franchise, have won 10 straight playoff overtime games. And that's 7-0 in overtime here in these playoffs. So we've got some sound from downstairs in the dressing room. Our man Matt Wilson is down there, and it's all queued up. And let's go first as Sam Reinhart spoke to the media just a little bit ago.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, they're going to block shots. We're going to block shots. There's not much room up there. So it was a little bit more of our game.
Ryan, what can you say about Bob being able to keep you guys in there, to give you guys the chance to rally?
He's been doing it for all year, and especially the last couple of weeks. So, You know, I think when we're in lanes, we're kind of back defensively, you know, collapsing. You know, it makes it a little bit easier on him, and then he's been making the spectacular save. That's a great time, and that's what you need at this time of year.
In a game where Tkachuk was having a tough go at it, you know, with the hit, having to leave for a while, not as many shots on net that he would normally see, and for him to also put you in a position to have that happen late in the third, what does that, you know, continue to say about him?
I mean, this time of year, there's not much room. I mean, you're not gonna be. You don't feel it in every game. You're not going to be having those points like a guy like that is used to having four by the time the game's over. So, you know, he stuck with it. You know, it's timely goals at this time, and you know, no surprise, he's the guy to extend it for us tonight and give us a chance to win.
Hey,
relief a shot works it every day. We got all the confidence in the world, and he's got it on his stick in that position. So. Give him all the credit he works on. You know, an incredible amount.
What can you say about the team's resilience?
Yeah, like I said, it could go either way. Big part of the series for us. We're able to stick with it. You know, it's a big one for us for sure.
So Sam Reinhart speaking to the media just a little bit ago. Our man Matt Wilson downstairs in the Panthers' victorious dressing room getting some post-game reaction. Now let's hear from the captain, Alexander Barkov, who spoke to the media just a couple of moments ago. Oh, looks like we're getting that for you as soon as we possibly can. The Panthers playoffs presented by City Furniture. Game 3 tonight presented by our friends at Celsius Essential Energy. And, folks, the Panthers won. So you know what that means. As always, when the Cats win, you win. So you can go to your local Huey Magoo's tomorrow. You can win tomorrow when you're a Panthers gear to your participating Huey Magoo's locations. You can buy a 3-tender meal and get one free. That's at your local Huey Magoo's. Tomorrow, Cats fans, the Cats have won, and you can win tomorrow in the form of a 3-tender meal when you buy a 3-tender meal. So again, we'll have the sound from Alexander Barkov coming up here in just a moment or two. Sounds like that's ready. Let's go to hearing now from Panthers captain Alexander Barkov.
Sometimes it's going to be like that, and that's what we needed to get the one win and get the confidence, and obviously feeling a lot better now.
More heroics from Tkachuk. More heroics from Tkachuk.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, you see what he's doing night in, night out. And I've said so many good things about him. You can read it in the previous years.
Sasha, just what is it about Carter? He scores the goal to win you the series last year, scores the game 7 winner this year, and this. What is it that allows him to rise to the occasion?
Well, he's one of those guys who just has that in his... in him, and like whenever he has an incredible shot, whenever he shoots, it's dangerous no matter from where he's shooting, and to have that guy on the ice in overtime is always dangerous. So I would give the puck to him anytime.
Sasha, what's it about this team in overtime? So many big OT wins on this run, pretty much every series.
Well, we just believe, like we're getting in the overtime because I think we're playing the right way, and we just continue to do that, continue to work hard, and we're going to get chances at some point, and then, just keep playing hard.
What can you say about, you guys get the last change, how important was that for Paul to get the right matchups for you guys, and how much more comfortable did you feel at home with those matchups?
I mean, honestly, I didn't really pay attention to that. Maybe some face-offs. There was like some matchups going, but otherwise we have four lines who can play against anyone, so it doesn't really matter.
You mentioned how important was Bob over those last two periods plus to be able to keep you guys in the game to help you make sure you guys can rally and come back?
Yeah, every game is giving us a chance to win the game, and today no different. He was incredible for us, made some unreal saves in literally every period, so he gave us a chance to win, and we used that chance.
You've been here since you were a teenager. To see not just the crowd in the Stanley Cup final, for you guys to get this game, get back in the series, and keep going for the cup, what was it like just seeing that from a high level?
It's amazing. Not going to lie, it's been here for a long time, and this is the best time in my life right now to play in front of that crowd and battling for something you've been dreaming of since literally when I was born. So it's huge, and to be a Florida Panther right now is I'm really proud of that.
How are you able to mentally reset through all the times that you guys went to the box tonight?
Yeah, I still think we took too many penalties and maybe cut those in half or even more. But PK came. I know we let them score two goals. We gotta learn from that. But I think in crucial moments like overtime or some other moments, we play really well on the PK and get us momentum, and especially in overtime.
Everyone calls. You were put on the line with Tkachuk there near the end of the game, weren't you?
Was it?
You and Matthew went on the same line near the end of the game, right?
Maybe when we were without the goalie.
Okay. That was before that.
So when Matthew went out, were you worried he would come back, and what kind of lift was it to see him come back to the bench?
He's going to come back no matter what. He's tough. Really tough guy, and he's gonna battle through everything. So he's huge for us, and him coming back, it was a huge boost for us.
Everyone calls Anton Lundell a miniature version of you, and he was really out there making the big plays on the penalty kill, and he was really driving play during the first two games. I mean, what have you seen from him for the first three games of the series?
Well, I wouldn't say he's like a small version of me. He's playing amazing. He's already like amazing player. What is he, like 21? And playing like veteran, playing very mature way, making right plays in both ends of the ice. He's already playing penalty kill, power play, like everything. You can put him in any time on the ice. And that's very rare for such a young guy. And to have him here in the team, like I know obviously I've been here for 10 years, but I'm learning so much from him. He keeps me young.
What was the talk in the room after getting the tying goal, but knowing you had?
And that was Panthers captain Alexander Barkov down there in the victorious Panthers dressing room following a victory in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. So the Panthers back to within a game in this best-of-seven series. And I can imagine, Billy, the difference between the two outcomes. And, again, I'm not breaking any ground here with this, but there's a huge difference between being down 2-1 with another home game coming up here on Saturday and being down 3-0 in a series, and all of a sudden being on the brink of elimination. The Panthers able to do what they had to do, and that was get this one done tonight. Some way, somehow, they knew they had to, and they did.
They did. Hockey's a funny thing. You just look how things can change so drastically. You come off that 7-2. Everything, Vegas has got everything going their way. They got a 2-1 lead in the third period, trying to go up 3-0 in the series. And it's been the Panthers' year when it comes down to last minutes, time, score a goal. how many times has it been so close to, if it's down 3-0, that's almost impossible, that hill to climb. But we've seen this movie play out already during the course of the regular season in these playoffs. Not surprised by it anymore. Almost come to expect it. When I get Sergei Bobrovsky going to the bench, Matthew Tkachuk, Carter Verhaeghe, now it has a whole new complexion, the series. Put a little pressure back on Vegas. They've seen the Panthers. The shot total tonight was what it was, but the Panthers' shot attempts, you're looking at 30-plus block shots on the other side. They were trying to get everything they could. There, Vegas is just getting in shooting lanes, but that meant a lot of puck possession for the Panthers in this game. If you continue with that kind of puck possession and clean up the special teams, and Bobrovsky continues to play this way, your odds are going to increase dramatically. The 5-on-5 game was there tonight. You were able to control most of the pace of the play. There was some scoring chances when you were starting to push, and that happens in the third period. There was some 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s against, but that's when Bobrovsky's needed to come up big. He just kept you there, kept giving your team a chance, kept giving them a chance with big save after big save.
He made some huge saves throughout, not just in Spurs,
period one, period two, three. You could go down. So Sergei Bobrovsky, that kind of goaltending, you're going to need it this time of year. He got back, and this looked like the team, after that 9-day rest or layoff, it can be tough. You're in such a groove, and you're just rolling, and it just gets flattened out. Yeah, that's a long time. You're not used to that. Even the, during the end of the regular season, you're not practicing. Mm. You're just going out for 20-minute skates and getting ready for games. Same thing in the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, the coach and everyone says, oh, geez, we got to come up with a practice plan. We got to. What are we going to do? We got to figure stuff out here and put practices together. And first couple of games, it's not. It wasn't rust. It was, to me, it was just too much energy. You just got lost and running around and trying to do other people's jobs. Tonight it looked more focused. That looked like the team that we saw in the first three rounds. You saw Vegas with some turnovers, pressure against their D. It wasn't perfect, but it was good enough to get the job done, and that's what's been the storyline for the Panthers throughout the course of these playoffs. Just find a way to win. So they're comfortable.
Yep.
This was a game that was like the 12 they played. 95% of those games were played within one goal. This was that game tonight. If you're within one goal, you're comfortable. This team, even if it's down a goal, they're still comfortable in that situation. They're okay with it. As long as the game's close, they feel like they're going to win. They did tonight. See if they can do the same thing coming up in a couple nights.
Yeah, we're going to put this one to bed here in a moment. But, Billy, I guess the last thing to leave it on here, the Panthers now trail the series 2-1. So game 4, 8 Eastern, in this building coming up on Saturday. You can tune in Saturday wherever you tuned in tonight. But the pressure meter, whose is higher going into the game on Saturday? Because Vegas came in feeling great about themselves. They were up 2-0. They took 2 at home. They're coming off a big 7-2 win in game 2. But tonight it's the Panthers that fight off elimination, and the Panthers, they don't feel pressure the same way that other teams feel it. They've shown that in these playoffs. Sometimes pressure equals comfort for these Florida Panthers. So is there a little bit of pressure on the Vegas Golden Knights now coming into Saturday?
Yeah, there's pressure on both teams. It's how you handle it. Mm-hmm. In a Stanley Cup, I don't care what game it is. There's always going to be pressure. Yeah. How much pressure? I would say there's equal pressure.
Pretty
on both.
Much even?
Yeah, it's pretty much even on both sides. You got to respond, and it's 2-2 for Vegas if you lose a couple of games. And on here in Florida, you got a best-of-three series on your hands. And if you're the Panthers, if you lose on home, you go down 3-1. That's a tough hill to overcome, knowing you got...
Well, that's a hill they overcame in round 1.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
But it's... You don't want to be.
You don't want to do it every time.
It's doable, and you don't want to challenge that. Just Paul Maurice and the group, I would just say, just worry about tomorrow in practice, and then worry about your morning skate, and that's what they've done all season long, and that's where this team, I guess, doesn't feel pressure that way because they're just kind of. Paul Maurice has emphasized enjoy every second of it. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy. So if you enjoy things, how much pressure could there be if you're having the best time of your life? Just no matter the outcome. If you lay it out there on the line and you did your best, at the end of the day, that's good. That's all you can ask for. Like, if you look over at your teammate and you look beside you and you look at everyone and you said, yeah, we did our best tonight. That's all we can ask for. We're on the right side of the scoreboard no matter what happens next game. Just enjoy it. And if it comes out with that same sort of outcome, great. Keep on moving it. But enjoy this and thoroughly because these chances are so rare, and that's why you go out there and this is what you dream for as a hockey player. That's why play loose to some degree. Mm-hmm. and just it's a kid's game just on the biggest stage. This it truly is. It's all these sports, they're kids games that you grew growing up and you played street hockey in your driveway somewhere. Scoring the game-winning goal in the Stanley Cup on your driveway as a kid with a tennis ball or something or making the big glove save. And that's this Panther team right at this time. Just living in the moment, enjoying every second of it.
And the Panthers, 3-2 in overtime, take game 3 this evening. So the Vegas series lead is now 2-1, heading to game 4 here in this building coming up
on Saturday. So 8 o'clock Eastern face-off Saturday. We're on the air on 560 WQAM beginning at 7 p.m. That's it for us tonight. Want to thank all of you who tuned in this evening and all of you who are out here with us in person this evening. We thank you very much for being on board tonight, and we invite you back for Game 4 coming up Saturday here from FLA Live Arena in Sunrise. The Panthers get it done in overtime, 3-2 the final. And big thanks, as always, to our entire outstanding crew, our on-site engineer, Robert Grieper, back in the studio, Danny Garcia, Bridget Sullivan, our traffic manager. Great job by everybody across the board. Our host, Kevin Rogers, my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay. Again, great job by everyone. And again, a big thanks to all of you who tuned in and all of you who are out here with us in person. We hope to see you back as soon as Saturday for Game 4, 8 o'clock puck drop. We're on the air on 560 WQAM at 7 o'clock for the extended local edition of Panthers Preview. We go on the air on the Panthers Radio Network at 7:30, so you can join us on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. You can tune into all the play-by-play action on the free Odyssey app, the NHL app, SiriusXM. Lots of places to tune in. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, Sirius 138, XM 220, 932 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platform. So many places to tune in. We urge you to tune in. Panthers hockey, consume it in mass quantities. It's good for you right now. So the Panthers will be back at it, looking to tie this series up. Coming up on Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern, puck drop. So that's what we have coming up now as Vegas leads this series 2-1. Again, for our entire outstanding crew, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for being with us. Your final score one more time in overtime. Thanks to a Carter Verhaeghe overtime winner. It's the Panthers 3, the Vegas Golden Knights 2. Vegas now leads the series 2-1. Game 4 Saturday here at FLA Live Arena at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. That's it for this one here tonight. For our entire outstanding crew, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks for being with us tonight. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Florida Panthers action on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Sponsored by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. And by Ford. Ford, built for South Florida.
Stay in touch with the Panthers on FloridaPanthers.com. Follow the Panthers on Twitter at FLA Panthers and on Instagram at FLA Panthers.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.